following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Everybody in business has to deal with either emailing a file that's too big to attach, or sending a confidential file without a secure way to do it, or needing to access a document while on the go. How about an answer for all three? Share File by Citrix, the all-in-one business solution for sending, sharing, and receiving files of almost any size. Share File was designed for businesses and can be customized to meet your company's specific needs. Every file stays under your control, so you know it's secure. You can manage who has access and for how long, see when files are opened, and by whom. Plus, ShareFile allows you to access files from any computer or, even better, any mobile device. Try ShareFile today. Sign up for my special offer. 30-day full free trial. Go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin, ShareFile.com, type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good Friday morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Jim Langan on this Friday. Glad to have you in. Been a couple Fridays off, Jimmy. We had Thanksgiving Friday, then we were in Indianapolis last week. I've already forgot about that. That was a good Friday, though. We had a good Friday last week.
Yeah, should we talk about the Iowa game, or do you think that's like a little too old to talk about?
How about that, man? Got to see Rex come back. It was all good. Well, folks, we're glad to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. And all you have to do to be a part of the program is call us at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ross Halford's going to join us in our next segment, talk a little wrestling. We've talked a little bit of high school basketball, and we're going to get into a little bit of wrestling because there's some big meets going on. East-West duels, Kearney hosting this weekend, Wood River invites going on, and plenty of more. And then next week, the Flatwater Fracas. And in fact, Ross is out in Cleveland where he is at the Ironman wrestling meet where some of the nation's best are competing. So we'll talk to him in just a little bit. But what's on your mind today, Jimmy?
No, just getting ready to referee tonight in North Platte. Got Lincoln Southeast at North Platte, going to ref that game. And then Saturday, go to Aurora and do Minden at Aurora. And worked a game last night, Shelton and Wilcox Hildreth. And it was a fun game to work. Both the girls' and boys' games were very competitive.
Yeah, I saw that. And Wilcox Hildreth getting another win last night. So, again, a team that hadn't had a lot of success. I think they just got their first win in a couple of years last week, so now they get another win. And we saw that during the fall, too, especially in football. Some teams starting to, that had been struggling, have now taken that next step. So it's always fun to see those programs, wherever they're at, take the steps that they are hoping to take.
Yep, that's right.
I see you've got my Coach of the Year ballot. I did that this morning. Did I do okay? The Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year, get to vote on that. And they give you 9 coaches, and you have to rank them. And, you know, basically after three, who cares? Tomorrow the Heisman will be handed out. But what do you think? I voted for Bill Snyder.
Coach of the Year, yeah. I saw that. The list, you know, Bill Snyder from Kansas State, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, Bill O'Brien, Penn State, Gary Anderson, Utah State, Urban Meyer, Ohio State. You know, and it kind of goes on a little further down. But, you know, all of those had nice seasons, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of those guys did very well. I was surprised at some of the folks that were on there. But, you know, you get a Utah State, you go, huh, what? Well, competitive in their conference. Florida maybe a little bit better than they thought. A&M and Stanford coaches were on there. I like the job. I voted Snyder one. I voted kind of just had, as you read them off, Snyder one, and then Brian Kelly, Notre Dame two. And number three, I voted Bill O'Brien from Penn State. And you could, that Bill O'Brien at Penn State could be anywhere. Either you're on board with them or you're not. And they lost some football games. I mean, they weren't totally decimated this year. It was what they were able to do, maybe more off the field than what they were able to do on the field, as I think how people look at that Penn State deal. But for Snyder to get Kansas State a game away from the national championship is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, all three of those guys you're talking about. You know, the Penn State program, they started out 0-2, and I would have never been, I would not have been surprised if they'd ended 5-7, you know, I mean, so I agree with you there. And of course, the other two, when they, you know, you go 11-1 and 12-0, you know, it's kind of hard to say that was a bad year.
Well, and some of these guys, either they do have expectations or they don't. And there you go. Some surprises, maybe. Last night, the College Football Awards show that ESPN sponsors, but all the big time awards are handed out. And with the Heisman coming out tomorrow, usually this is a little bit of a precursor, and Manti Te'o won the two major Walter Camp and Maxwell Awards, which are given to any football player in the country. Jimmy, does this mean that he might have a chance? Of course he's got a chance, but now does this give him a more legitimate chance to win the Heisman tomorrow?
You know, you'll be able to answer this question, I think, and it'll help me out quite a bit. A lot of scoring is done 5-3-1. You know, first place four.
Yeah.
Is it 5-3-1 or is it 5-2-1?
No, it's 1-2-3.
Oh, it's just three points for first,
yep.
Second, and yeah. You know, because of that, I'm going to say that Johnny Manziel's going to win it. And the reason I do, let's say you're voting for those three, he's not going to get very many third place votes. And I think the other two guys could get quite a few of the third-place votes. You know, I think Johnny Manziel is either going to be in the top two in that. And, you know, if it was scored differently, that would make, you know, he's going to get a lot of 3 points,
yeah,
and a lot of 2 points. And I don't think he's going to get very many ones. But we'll just see how the mathematics come out on that. That's the way I see that, because I just don't see him getting very many third. Do you agree with that, or am I completely off base on that?
Yeah, and another thing is there's not going to be a lot of fringe guys out there that are taking a second or a third place vote. It's basically those three. I mean, there's ESPN's chart there had 13 different guys. We talked about at the beginning of the week. They have a panel of 14 or 15 from ESPN that cover college football, anywhere from Adam Rittenberg, the bloggers for the Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, to the folks that cover college football on a regular basis that you see on TV. They voted their top five, which is how they got 13 different people that picked up a vote. But outside of Lee, the wide receiver out at USC, who I think will get quite a few votes, probably not very many first, but there's nobody really to represent the West and the Pac-12 and all of the voters that are west of where we're sitting here today. They have to vote for somebody. It'll be interesting to see who they decide to vote for, if it's just a disdain for the SEC or if they actually just look at that and go, yeah, he deserves it. Because I think you could see more people voting against somebody this year than voting for somebody this year.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, I listened to your show, and it's kind of interesting, you know, during the week and stuff. And, you know, and listen to a lot of other commentaries about, you know, Johnny Manziel, and they said, well, you know, he's just a freshman. Well, who's to say he's going to have another year like this?
Exactly. I mean, everybody says he's going to win two or three. No, he's not.
Yeah, this could maybe be his only chance. He could have an injury. We've had a running back at Nebraska this year. We expected big things out of this year. And, you know, he didn't get to play hardly at all. I mean, that was a tough season for him. So, you know, Johnny Manziel, you know, and I don't know, people go pros. I mean, after a couple of years sometimes, you know. And I don't know if he's that type of a player that can do that. He's probably not. He's probably going to be a college quarterback that looks really well. And, you know, maybe he's get a shot there. But I just think Johnny Manziel, with the stats he had, I just can't see people leaving them off their ballot. You know, when you kind of explain that to me, he's going to be in a lot of ballots, and some of the other people may not be in one.
We were talking about this earlier in the week with a couple of our guests, how ESPN, maybe, and specifically ESPN, because that's what people watch. I mean, you can go to Fox, you can talk about whatever, but ESPN has that college brand where they're in your face with it constantly. And, you know, they just have favored Manziel more than Klein. And he, the numbers are there for Manziel. But if Colin Klein, if Kansas State was undefeated, I think Colin Klein wins the Heisman. So it's weird that he didn't do anything wrong. And in fact, that Baylor game, he wasn't even, it wasn't even, you know, you can't say it's his fault. He wasn't, didn't have a bad game, didn't have a great game, but he had a pretty darn good game. And just because they lost, he's A&M lost twice. And their competition for the SEC schedule wasn't that great. It's just that his numbers are staggering, and here's the thing that stood out to me, and probably later on the show, I'll tell you who I voted for, one, two, three, and give you the reasons why. But the one number that stood out to me that staggered me, because I said I didn't want to vote Johnny Manziel for the Heisman, not first anyway, and that was about a month ago after they beat Alabama, and people kept trying to tell me, oh, that's the guy, that's the guy, that's the guy. His numbers are better than anyone in the history of the SEC in a single season. So if you have better numbers in a season in the best conference in college football than anyone has ever had, it really doesn't matter how you got them, you got them. I mean, you're better than anyone that's ever played in the SEC, and the SEC's had some pretty good Heisman Trophy winners, so how could you not look at giving the trophy to Manziel?
You know, I don't have their schedule in front of me. I do know, you know, they played the SEC. You know, they played that game against Louisiana Tech and won like 59-57.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I don't have it in front of me. I'm just throwing out some numbers that are close to it. I think they played Texas State right after Texas State upset Houston. You know, and right away A&M does that. And they lost that game at home to LSU. You know, but I think sometimes in this Heisman voting, not like the coach of the year, but in the Heisman voting, how you play maybe the last five games is a little more important than how you played the first seven.
Yeah, it's that's bunk, too. But the thing is, for as, if you want to say bad, for as unimpressive as some of their wins were over non-tough schools, their only two losses were by 3 to Florida in the first game of the year. It wasn't supposed to be, but because of the hurricane, they had to move the Louisiana Tech game a month later down the schedule. And the other loss was against LSU by 5. Now, granted, both of those were home games. You know, like you said, the Louisiana Tech game was 59-57. Ole Miss, who was okay but not great, 30-27. They win that football game. They play SMU. They play South Carolina State. Auburn, they blew out 63-21. Sam Houston State, like you said, who when they played them had won 8 ball games in a row, but they beat them 47-28, and then blew out Missouri the last week. But their losses weren't bad. I mean, they had 2 losses, and they were close, and they were down to the last possession of the football game. So,
you know, and I think, too, maybe we were thinking that Alabama was so good that they couldn't lose, and we needed somebody in the United States to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
And guess what? This is the guy that did it. You know, he was the guy that threw the pass.
It still doesn't matter because Alabama's in the national championship game.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
When you're so good, you got to get beat twice to get knocked off the pedestal, and that's what happened to Alabama. As I've said, though, many times, I don't know what was more impressive, because that first half decided the game, and Alabama came back, and A&M was able to hold them off and get that one extra score that they needed. It's 20-0 at halftime. What's more impressive, that A&M had 20 or that Alabama had 0? Because this is an A&M team that gave up points this year.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, that's what's amazing to me is that, you know, Louisiana Tech scored, like you said, 57 against them. And the other, you know, like you said, was it Texas State? You said they had like 28 on them or something like that. Yeah, I think you – but, I mean, some people could score on those. Yeah, that's kind of amazing. Their defense did step up. A&M's defense looked like it towards the end of the season. They played Missouri pretty good, too.
We like to talk a little football on this show, don't we, Jimmy?
Well, you and I do.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and we'd love to hear from you. A couple of other things. We're going to have time on the show in the second half today. This is, as we said, it's our first Friday really without football. We've got Army-Navy tomorrow, which is an outstanding college football tradition and rivalry, and it's kind of neat that they've moved it back even another week, so now they've got the entire stage all to themselves. But it's really no football. Bowls do begin next Saturday, and you kind of got that void. We're going to talk a little bit of the NFL. There's 4 weeks to go, and we've had fun with this, or at least I have, probably the last 5 years on the show. You just pull out that schedule, and there's somebody right now that nobody's talking about that's going to make the playoffs in the NFL. That 6-6 team, that 5-7 team that wins out, gets in the playoffs, and then you don't know. I mean, the Giants were that team last year. I remember a few years ago, Washington came out of nowhere, and then they went out in Seattle and took care of that. There's always a team. And we're going to find that team today. At least we're going to make a prediction. The Dolphins have done it in the past, that make that run at the end of the year and come out of nobody's talking about them today, and all of a sudden they go into the playoffs at 9-7 or 10-6. Plus, Bo Pelini, whether he wants to go to Tennessee or at least wanted to check it out, isn't happening. Butch Jones hired there this morning. And I do chuckle a little bit. Why is Butch Jones so great? What's so great about him? Just because he's a disciple of Brian Kelly, the head coach at Notre Dame. He was an assistant with him at Central Michigan. Kelly left to go to Cincinnati, so he became the head coach at Central Michigan. Then he followed him and took the job at Cincinnati after Kelly was named the head coach at Notre Dame, and now he's going to go to Tennessee. He's only 23-14 this last year, 50-27 overall. I'm going to say it was probably easier to win at Central Michigan because they were high-flying at the time. Why is he so great?
You know, that conference has always had some coaches, you know, that step up. And that seems like everybody goes to that conference when they try to pick somebody. The Big Ten, yeah. You know, Southeast. If you need a coach, that conference, then that conference isn't bad. I mean, they are not bad. I mean, you know, everybody talks about Northern Illinois, you know, and oh, they lost to Iowa. Well, you know, they had Iowa beat that day.
Yeah.
You know, they had them beat, because I had Northern Illinois plus the 12.5, you know. And they had them beat that day. You know, Iowa scores late in the game to win that game, you know. So that conference can play. I mean, you look at them and see how they do nationwide against other people. You know, Bowling Green. I mean, those people can play. Don't be surprised if Northern Illinois doesn't show up and compete well.
Well, this is the biggest game in the program's history. I wouldn't want to be Florida State. Well, on the surface, it looks like, oh, this is an easy win. Huh? Boise State got their shot at Oklahoma and beat them. I think Boise State way, way better than Northern Illinois is. But if you're doing one of those bowl pick'ems and you have to pick the winner and then put like your confidence points out to the side, I'm not putting 34 or 35 next to Florida State. That would be more of a middle of the pack for me. So that's coming up. We're going to talk pro football. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Big Red, what Bo Pelini said in his press conference yesterday, because he was in Orlando with Mark Richt of Georgia for a little pub for the contest that will be up on New Year's Day. Some Husker football players get awards yesterday. The NCAA volleyball tournament continues today. Nebraska takes on Washington. Will the coaches get in a fist fight? Who knows? They almost did the last time that they played. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little high school wrestling. Ross Halford from Husker Mats going to join us. And folks, as you get ready for the weekend and the holiday season, it's time to order your prime ribs, seasoned prime ribs, smoked turkeys and hams for Christmas from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, quality steaks that are always aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor. Plenty of imported and domestic wines for your holiday parties, and Troutman's can take care of all those stocking stuffers from condiments and gift cards. Jeff, tell me you wouldn't want to get up Christmas morning and have a jar of Troutman's baked beans in your stocking.
I would love it, plus a Troutman's gift card in any type of amount too.
It is so, so good. Whether you're tailgating, whether you're getting ready for Army, Navy, or whether you're just having a holiday party, Troutman's can take care of you. Order today so you're not left out. Open 6 days a week. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. It is oh so good. Troutman's in Kearney.
Doug, we know what to get him for Christmas now. There's no doubt. I'll drive right down there and get it. You got $2.50, I'll split it with you.
A jar of beans and a gift card for Jeffrey. We're back after this.
Your support of Goodwill brings joy to the people Goodwill serves. Joy through jobs, promoting wellness and recovery, and building futures. You can support Goodwill by donating clothing and household items, or shopping at Goodwill, or by donating financially to the annual campaign. Last year's campaign helped over 1,000 individuals in the area improve their quality of life. To learn more about Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska, go to goodwillne.org.
If you're heading out for the holidays, make sure your battery will get you home safely. Come into AutoZone for a free battery test today. And only AutoZone carries proven tough Duralast batteries if you're due for a new one. They're built with patented technology so you get reliable starts in any weather. Don't take a chance on getting stranded this holiday. Make it to your destination worry-free with battery help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
As the NFL season comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back on some of the past matchups. In 1997, the Superdome hosted a matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots. The Packers and quarterback Brett Favre were able to hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz.
Come on!
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Friday night here on ESPN, it's the home opener for the Kearney Bearcats as they welcome in Lincoln East. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Donovan Trumbull. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon travels to Loup City. Saturday on Classic Hits, Kennesaw is at Loup City. All games start with girls at 6 and boys at 7:45. It's high school hoops this weekend.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as well throughout the day today with a high temperature of 48. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 21. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Doug and Daddy's show, back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. And don't forget, folks, at Midway, they are getting ready for the Storm game. They've got a four-game homestand. And to wrap things up on December 15th, how about this? Midway night, an ugly sweater night at the Tri-City Storm. Why all of a sudden has that become a phenomenon again? You got ugly Christmas sweaters?
I'm sure I do.
You got ugly sweaters, but I don't think I've got an ugly Christmas sweater, which is fine by me. If you've got a lot of time, you've got ugly Christmas sweaters, I guess. But, folks, they are giving away 6 tickets to the Midway Suite on their Facebook page at thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook, and they will be giving away tickets to their suite. And the winner will be announced on December 13th. So that way you'll be ready to go. So, folks, check it out. Not only do they give you great deals at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, but they take care of their customers as well. Like them on Facebook, and you could have tickets to the Tri-City Storm game on Saturday, December 15th. Midway night, ugly sweater night, and they will have all kinds of excitement and fun for you at the Midway Auto Dealership. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You know what? I was surprised last night. Oakland must just really have cashed it in. Because when you see a team like Denver, I think this just shows you how much Peyton Manning loves the game of football. He just doesn't want to lose. They've wrapped up the West. He thinks they probably still have a chance to be the number one seed, which is going to be tough with being 2 games back of Houston. Also, Oakland had lost 5 in a row, 10-point spread. You're just going, this is textbook Oakland. I bet Vegas took one on the chin last night.
Yeah, probably so. You know, favorite wins again, you know. But like you say, Oakland must have cashed it in. So that's something else, you know. That it'll be interesting, this Kansas City at Cleveland game. I think Cleveland wins two in a row. That'll be an interesting game to see how that's played out, because Kansas City, after, you know, having a big high and trying to win and actually playing well, and is going into Cleveland. I think it's going to be really tough for Kansas City to put another game like that back-to-back.
Well, let's talk a little wrestling here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ross Halford joins us from time to time from HuskerMat.com, your source for Nebraska high school wrestling, and he's on the road this weekend. Ross, thanks for joining me and Jimmy Langan today for the Doug and Daddy Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you, as usual. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm actually standing outside Walsh Jesuit High School in Ohio here, the suburbs of Cleveland, and they're just about a half hour from kicking off the Walsh Ironman tournament, which is basically the toughest high school tournament in the in-season tournament in the country. And we have a couple of Nebraska wrestlers that are competing here, and so they'll be getting underway here shortly. So a long ways from home, but I'm definitely keeping an eye on what's happened back in Nebraska.
Ross, who are those Nebraska kids?
Doyle Trout from Centennial. He's a sophomore at 106, and he was an unbeaten state champion last year as a freshman, and he'll be at the 106 weight class at the Ironman here. And Colton Adams, this is actually his second trip to the Ironman. He's a junior. He's probably the best overall wrestler in the state this year as well. He was out here last year, didn't place, got a pretty tough draw, and so this year we're hoping for a little better luck with those two wrestlers.
Let's talk about where we're at in Nebraska before we get to this weekend's tournaments around the area. We're only 1 week in. I've seen some of your rankings. I know I've already kidded Amherst coach Tyler Herman that he put Pender number one and you put Amherst number one. It's an interesting argument there, because Pender actually has more state tournament points returning. Amherst has won it three consecutive years. They'll be over at Wood River. Some people have Grand Island one. Some people have them two. Kearney, sixth in Class A. Central City moving back to Class C, which makes them the favorite instead of having to chase down Scutt in Class B. What's the most interesting storyline as this season starts to unfold?
Well, you're right. I mean, the team races are always something that that intrigues people. And in Class A, you're right. I did pick against the four-time defending champion Grand Island Islanders. But I use a little history in terms of sometimes how I look at, predictions, and that's all they are, is predictions. But when I look at Grand Island, four straight state champions, state championships, they, we haven't had a team in Class A get a fifth straight state championship since the 1960s. We've had a couple of teams in the last 30 years that have won four in a row as well. And when you look at Omaha Burke, they're a very senior-dominated team this year, a lot of experience. And Grand Island, of course, graduated a very good senior class. So that's simply my prediction. And the great thing about this year in Class A is we'll get to see those teams match up a little earlier than we usually do, because next week at the practice there's a good chance that Burke and Grand Island could meet in the championship finals of a 32-team fracas as well. And, of course, you mentioned in Class D, I have Amherst number one. I know Coach Herman does the politically correct thing and puts Pender number one, but honestly, you have to look at Amherst and say, look, there's no team in Class B that has that depth level that they do. Pender can get five state champions. They had four and a runner-up a year ago, and they still finished 20-some points behind Amherst, and Amherst returns most of their squad this year. So to me, it's at this point here, it's kind of a no-brainer, but again, that's why we wrestle the matches, and we'll see what happens down the road.
We're talking with Ross Halford, the head guru and man that takes care of HuskerMat, HuskerMat.com. Now, you look at Kearney taking over with Ty Swarm, and they finished fifth in their own invite, which hasn't happened, I know, in the 15 years that I've been here. And I'm guessing people go, oh, my goodness, what we got a new coach, and look what happened. Well, injuries, illness, those things are always carrying over for football season or just something to happen in the practice room. Kearney had a couple of medalists that were out that probably would have put them in that second-place hole had they had a full team. Where are a couple other teams or top wrestlers that are out and maybe for this first month of the season?
Well, you mentioned Kearney, and certainly Cale Maszkowski injured in a preseason tournament. I think he'll be back after Christmas, from my understanding. Austin Marshall, senior at 138, was also out. You know, it's an interesting dynamic with the new, kind of the, I guess, revised or revamped weight, rules. Is, you have a descent plan, and once you start that descent plan, you have to stick with that. What that does for the first week and sometimes 2 weeks of the season is it forces a lot of kids on the sideline, which I really don't like. There were a number of kids that were sitting out last year. Again, injuries. Sometimes I don't get all the information on injuries. I think I found out today that the Schaaf kid from Cambridge, I think he got hurt in the football season, and so he won't be back. He expected until after Christmas as well. And I know Palmer had a couple of kids that have been lost for the season with injuries as well, or otherwise they might be a little bit higher up in the Class D ratings as well. So, that's part of the sport, but and this week as well, you have the ACTs going on, so it's really a clouded picture at this point. And, it's one of those things where we may not know a lot about a, real clear picture until, sometime in mid-January as well. Creighton Prep is another one. Hayden Hansen from Creighton Prep, I was just told that he will not be returning until the Metros in mid-January. He's a returning state champ for Prep, so that's just kind of off the top of my head of what I'm hearing, so.
Ross Halford, HuskerMatt.com. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend. We've got some good ones everywhere from Boys Town to Crete to Wood River, depending on what class you're in. Central City, the number one team in C, leaving the Wood River invite to go to the Crete invite, which shifts kind of the power of those two tournaments a little bit. But talk about those and anything else I might have missed.
Yeah, well, I just finished the weekly preview, which I post up for my insiders on the on the website every week, and I did mention the Wood River invite, which of course goes on today as well, and I really singled out three weight classes that I would be very interested in watching, and certainly I'll be following the results of those. That would be the 132 weight class, where you have Keating out of Kearney Catholic, the returning state champion in Class C, a revised, or I should say a revamped, re-energized Jordan Westcoat from Wood River, who state runner-up 2 years ago, didn't have a great state tournament last year, beat the Dibbern kid last week as well, and then you also have to throw in a couple of other kids out of that weight. 145, I'll tell you, if you're going out to Wood River, watch this Baptista kid out of Friend. He's at 145. He'll probably have a finals match against Mason Klingelhofer out of Amherst, but Samuel Baptista is my number one freshman in the state this year, and he was dominant last week. And I'll tell you what, from everyone that I've talked to, this kid's the real deal. 170 as well, you have three outstanding wrestlers at Wood River. I'm looking at Thomas Connolly from Kearney Catholic. I'm looking at Stuart Hercock from Amherst, the preseason pick in Class D at 170, and Brian Scarf as well, probably the number two kid behind Hercock in Class D at 170, all three of those kids at that weight. So I would really look closely at 32, 45, and 70 at the Wood River Invite, plus there'll be a handful of other brackets that have great championship matches as well. Boys Town, Crete, as you mentioned, be a good tournament. Stanton's going on this week. You have the Nebraska Duels in Columbus going on as well, and so it should be a good week. Weekend on the mats. Hopefully we start to get a little better picture of what we're dealing with right now, because first set of ratings is due out this next week, so certainly performances this week are going to play big into how those ratings shape up for the first set here.
Well, Ross, we got East-West Duels this week as well, and then the Flatwater Fracas continues to grow in Grand Island. Are they just getting more teams? Are they getting more quality teams? And how do you see that for next weekend?
Well, it's great. I think at this point here, you can really say that's the premier tournament of the season in state within Nebraska. Coach Chad Winkle has built that program, or built that that tournament up, and what they've done is they've expanded it to 32 teams this year as well, and they've also weeded out a few of the teams that maybe didn't have full rosters and full lineups, and added in a number of quality teams with the 32 team expansion as well. So I mentioned Burke earlier as well, so the possibility of a Class A 1 versus 2 Flatwater Fracas Finals next week. And, you know, your traditional Kearney, Lincoln Southwest, out-of-state teams, powerhouse from Cheyenne, Wyoming, Cheyenne East, Manhattan, Kansas is a regular as well. And you've, again, added in Nebraska City and Syracuse, both ranked in Class B, Blair ranked in Class B. So it's going to be a great tournament, and I'm looking forward to being out there next week.
And, Ross, finally, let's get this out in the open. The dual tournament is now here. How will that affect, if anything, the way that this wrestling season plays out and wrestling plays out? There's always a little gamesmanship out there from time to time about wrestling in duels and weight classes and bumping kids back and forth. But I know a lot of folks are excited about the dual tournament that will be here in Kearney. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think anytime that you can introduce more wrestling, I think that's better from a fan's perspective as well. The dual format is certainly much different than the individual state tournament as well. I mean, there's a number of criteria that are used to qualify, you know, a team to compete in the state duels as well. But, you know, it's one of those kind of catch-22s where, you know, you may not be a great you may not be a great state tournament team, but if you have a lot of depth and in your lineup on here, then there's a chance that you can make a run at a state, you know, duels championship. Because especially in the smaller classes, where typically most of the top schools don't fill every weight class, as well, that's going to give an opportunity to more kids to compete in a state tournament type of a format. And so, certainly, I'm excited for it. I think when we get down to those final duels. In February, you know, the potential of a Grand Island Burke matchup, the potential of a Amherst Pinder matchup, should be outstanding. And you know how those duels get sometimes, high intensity. And so, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great thing.
Well, Ross, enjoy the Iron Man out there in Cleveland. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com. Check it out online, folks, for the very latest wrestling information. You can't find out any more than you can at Husker Matt. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Stop by any morning for great breakfast, and they've got the Cinnabon Minibon rolls that are yum, yummy. 6 to 11 a.m. breakfast is served at BK. We'll be back. I'll tell you who I voted for the Heisman. I don't know. I voted Monday. I'm still not sure I voted for the right guy. But I'll tell you who I voted for. Plus, we'll have our NFL sleeper team and Jimmy's picks right after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Dave Davis here with a Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. Valid for most vehicles, regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, a list of the most frequently asked holiday questions.
What should I get them? What are they into? What do they want?
And now, the answer to all of those, the Western Union gift of money. It's the gift of possibility because it can be anything.
Dinner and a movie. Dinner and a ball game. Dinner and dessert.
You know, Golic, I think I'm sensing a theme with you here.
And you can send the gift of money for as little as $5 from an agent location around the corner or online. Your money will be available for pickup anywhere in the U.S.
Visit WesternUnion.com/possibilities to learn more. Western Union.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as well throughout the day today with a high temperature of 48. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 21. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37. This thing's down here, the devil himself wouldn't do. Just remember when you let it all go, what happened down in Mexico.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think of the nickname Pelicans for the New Orleans NBA basketball team? Like it? Hate it? No strong opinion. What do you think, Jimmy?
No opinion.
That's probably seemed cute for a minute, but no. No. Which player should win the Heisman Trophy? I think somebody got in and rigged the ballot box. 69% said Colin Klein. Somebody get in and rig the ballot box? No way.
Based off of our Hy-Vee Rewards Club, we could actually look up and see who actually voted for him. So those are true votes right there.
Wow. I am shocked by that. 69% Colin Klein, 31% Johnny Manziel. Nobody voted for Tao?
Nobody voted for Tao.
You know, Kansas State's never had a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, was it that Michael Bishop? Was it Michael Bishop?
Yeah.
Finished in the top three, I think.
Michael Bishop was one of their outstanding players. Well, I told you I'd let you know who I voted for the Heisman, so I'll tell you who it is, and I'll tell you why. And you look at some of these kids out there, I wish that I could have seen the Northern Illinois quarterback play a little bit more, because when you look at Jordan Lynch, his numbers are very comparable to Johnny Manziel, but you're not going to get any of these guys. The best running back is either Carey from Arizona or Barner from Oregon. I threw Monte Ball's Big Ten championship game out because he had one more game than these other guys. Fair or not fair, that's what I did.
Did he have a good game?
Had a good game. Okay. And it just, again, this is the one time where I saw them, yeah, this is the one time where I saw them getting a benefit from Penn State and Ohio State being banished, because that's fine that they're there, and I don't have a problem with that. They shouldn't have been there because of the way they finished in the conference, and so that's why I thought I was going to put Monte Ball on my ballot, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Jordan Lynch, he had 4,700-plus yards to Johnny Manziel's 4,500. Colin Klein had 3,300-plus. And threw for 15 touchdowns. His deal is he ran for 22 touchdowns. And then a lot of people thought Braxton Miller. And you know what? Braxton Miller was the quarterback of an undefeated football team. And the more I look at his numbers just don't pan out. I mean, especially if he was supposed to be really the only guy that they had on offense, which he isn't. But 15 passing, 13 running, that's 28 touchdowns compared to Colin Klein's 37 at Kansas State. So I put Colin Klein third on my ballot, and maybe I fell into that trap of they lost a game. But Klein's numbers are not as good as Manziel's. And then you got Manti Te'o out there, and I voted Te'o second and Manziel first. I did vote Johnny Manziel because of the reason I stated earlier. His numbers are the best in SEC history, and that just, I guess, kind of floored me a little bit. I knew that it was good. I didn't realize it was that good. It's better than Tebow. It's better than Cam Newton. It's better than anybody that's ever played football in the Southeastern Conference. 43 touchdowns, 24 through the air, 19 on the ground. He had 8 picks, threw for 3,400 yards, ran for 1,181 yards. So you got 4,600 yards of offense on the nose there for Johnny Manziel, which was better than anybody else this year. And I voted him number one. Tao, you can't overlook that he led the best defense in the country. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be playing in the national title game. There's no doubt about it in my mind. To those that say that there are other players on the team, there's the other players on everybody's team. And again, if you just want to make this a quarterback award, fine. There really wasn't a running back. And if I was going to vote for a running back, it would have been the kid out of Arizona in Kadeem Carey.
Alabama doesn't run up and down the field and score a ton of points. You know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting, but other people have got to do things with their offense. You know, but with the players you have, you got to coach them the best you can. And I'll guarantee you one thing. Taylor Martinez just getting the ball in his hands every once in a while, you'll have a busted play and it goes really well. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, so, yeah.
Some very good points that are brought up there, and I, again, get off Bo's back. Same, I can go into that rant that we've talked about all year. Gotta give them some time, and they won 10 games, and they might win 11 because Coach Pelini was asked about stopping Georgia's run game. He goes, they're not the first team we've played, and they're not going to be the last that has a good running football team. We've played enough of them this year. Physical running backs, physical groups up front, we'll be ready for it. We won 10 games for a reason. It's not easy winning 10. We've got a tremendous challenge ahead of us to try to get number 11. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little pros, and wrap up our week after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
This season at the Home Depot, Husky 65-piece mechanics tool sets are just $29.88. These tools are new, improved, and guaranteed forever. And they're even more affordable. So what you give the do-it-yourselfer on your list can be a little gift to your wallet, too. Because you gave the gift of doing with a Husky 65-piece mechanics tool set for just $29.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs, the Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub, only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax, where applicable. Prices higher and less than Hawaii.
Saturday, it's one of college football's greatest traditions when Army meets Navy. Hi, this is John Totches of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Terry Donahue and me from Philadelphia for all the pageantry in action. Can the Black Knights from the Military Academy finally break the 10-year winning streak of the midshipmen from the Naval Academy? Join us for the 113th meeting of Army versus Navy to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Army-Navy, Saturday afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as well throughout the day today with a high temperature of 48. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 21. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. be listening up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, which we'll be getting on here in the next week. We won't be getting every 35 games, but we'll have the Bowl Bonanza again, so be listening for more details on that. And don't forget, a big part of our sponsor all season long with our Friday football pick'em, which I won, by the way, Jimmy. I don't know if you heard that, for the season.
How did you do? What percent were you?
Like 64.
61.
It was like 72. But, you know, it's like 72.
Well, those games were hard, though. I mean, this wasn't just picking it, you know, the high school game. Oh. Giltner's playing somebody. Yeah, but, hey, I'm one for one. These games were really
tough. These aren't 20-point spreads.
Yeah, these were all like one or one and a half. If you got a 1.5-point spread, you had your big favorite there.
Well, the reason was I could pick the underdogs that would win. That's all. Oklahoma losing to Notre Dame, and even some of those that I lost in overtime. I felt pretty good about
that.
Well,
I did notice that you were the one that got to pick the 12 or 10 games, or sometimes it'd be 11. I mean, you were the one that got to pick them. I had a few of those out there that I would have liked to have on there, but it's all right.
I do put the sheet together every week. Somebody's got to do it. I don't know. But every week, somebody was bringing home a large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, top of the hill. Two locations in Hastings at 801 West 2nd, 610 East South. Stop by and enjoy a great meal. You, the family, something quick or something to just sit down on this weekend and enjoy Big Dally's Deli. Well, John and Carney says it's official. The Raiders are bad since week two of the season. Now all we have to look forward to is Super Bowl commercials and the draft, if you're a Raiders fan. Yeah, you know what? I said at this time of the year, I always try to pick one team that I think could surprise. And no matter who I say here, Jim, everybody's going to go, oh, you're nuts, you're crazy. Well, of course, because they're 5-7, or they're 6-6, or they're 5-6-1. Who can get the job done? Who is out there? What's left on the schedule? I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and so I want to see the Giants lose. They've got New Orleans and on the road at Atlanta and Baltimore in the next 3 weeks. 7-8 would look very good for the Giants to get out of the way. I think Washington, they're going to have a very tough game this week with Baltimore, which could knock them to 6-7. But they could win out with Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Dallas. They could. I'm not saying they will. That Dallas game is at home, which makes me think that Dallas' schedule, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Washington, I don't like it. I'm a Dallas fan, and they have to win three of those four to get into the playoffs, realistically. That looks like 2-2 to me, although they do get Pittsburgh at home and they get New Orleans at home. If they can beat Cincinnati this week, then they've got that chance. I think the St. Louis Rams, the problem is three of the four remaining games are on the road. The NFL did them no favors at the end of the season. Their last two games at Tampa Bay, and then they travel as far as you possibly could from Tampa Bay to go to Seattle for the next contest. But St. Louis just seems to have something here. If they can get to 8-7-1, maybe somehow that gets them in there. I doubt that it will. That's the problem. I think they can't catch San Francisco to win the NFC West. And in this wild card situation, they've got to get past two of the three, Giants, Washington, Dallas, and they probably have to get by either a Chicago or a Green Bay, who are both 8-4, and that's going to be pretty tough to do. You have to think Green Bay and Chicago are in, and then your 6-6 teams, Washington, Dallas, Tampa Bay, they'd have to get by, and you got Seattle at 7-5. But if I'm going to go out on a limb, I'm going to say even though three of those four games are on the road, they got Jeff Fisher as a coach, I would say St. Louis is my long shot there in the NFC because there just aren't that many to choose from. And in the AFC, again, anybody in the West is out. Denver's won it. Everybody else is out. And then you go to the East. You got the Jets, Buffalo, and Miami are all 5-7. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are going to get one of the wild cards out of the AFC North. Indy's got a challenge. Buffalo. I don't know why. I don't think that. I really don't believe it. Buffalo, out of all that, I mean, if I pick Pittsburgh and Cincinnati at 7-5, that's not really a pick. I'm saying Buffalo because I think Buffalo, St. Louis winner this week, they're going to be in good shape because St. Louis, they get Seattle, Miami, and the Jets. All winnable games. All winnable games, especially if you get them in Buffalo.
Yeah, when you look at the AFC, when you look at the whole list, what you're really looking at is who can replace Indianapolis. Is that what you're looking at? I mean, because those other four teams above them, you know, you got New England, you know, Denver, Houston, they're in. So, I mean, Baltimore looks like they could, you know, they're in a pretty good shape. I mean, they, you know, if they win against Washington this week, I mean, I think that's going to solidify that. But so, I mean, I'm just thinking, who's going to replace Indianapolis? In the NFC, you've got a whole group that could happen. I mean, it's all, everybody up in there, there's not a guarantee in the group. You know, I mean, when I see that, I just don't see any guarantees in there. But in the AFC, I just don't see anybody knocking off those other four teams in the, you know, and they're already clinched. Some of those are already in, you know, of course. So
somebody has got to get by Seattle right now. That is the sixth team, the last team in the NFC. And you've got four teams that are 6-6 and St. Louis at 5-6-1. So my long shots to maybe make some noise. And again, Buffalo, three of their final four games are at home. The only road game is at Miami. They've got St. Louis, Seattle, and the Jets all at home in December in Buffalo, New York.
You know, Tampa Bay was 6-4 and lost two in a row. Now, how they come back this week, I think they play the Eagles. If they could get on a roll, that's my team. Is, you know, looking at Dallas, of course, I picked Dallas early in the season, but Tampa Bay, their schedule's kind of nice until they have to play the last game of the season. Now, the last game of the season, they play at Atlanta. Now, here's the thing. We've got to remember, what happens sometimes when you've already clinched and you already got home field? Yeah, that's a perfect – that spread goes from a -8 to, you know, the other way around. So, you know, how that game is, I think that's correct. I think Tampa Bay, last game of the season, plays at Atlanta. And that might be wrong, but I think that's who they play, is at Atlanta, which would be a gift if they don't need to win.
Well, we look back at our predictions from the beginning of the year. You had Green Bay winning the Super Bowl. Spencer was in the day that we selected these on the air. He had New England over Green Bay. I had Baltimore over the 49ers with the Harbaugh brothers meeting in the Super Bowl. Those were our picks. And so, you know, I think we're all pretty good shape right now, still alive.
We're still alive, yeah.
That's all you can ask for at this point. So that has also brought us to the end of another week of the Doug and Daddy Show.
What do you think of that Army-Navy game? You got 7.5.
What is it? Navy's won it 10 years in a row?
Yeah, Navy's a 7.5-point favorite. Can they do it again? Or do you think Army's a good money line?
I always root for Army. That's probably why they've lost 10 in a row. But I always root for Army. So I'll take Army.
That's who I'm taking.
Taking Army. I keep taking Army, and so I'm going to continue to take Army. Yeah, we didn't talk much about the Nebraska-Creighton game. Wasn't much to talk about. Nebraska shot 32%. Doug McDermott scored 27 points, 64-42 for Creighton. And Cody says from the Dent Proper inbox, my biggest question for everybody who doesn't want Bo is, why do they think he's always one of the first names brought up with new job openings? People must see something in him. So intelligent.
Our
good listener.
I know he gets on the players pretty bad on the sidelines, but, you know, last time I remembered watching football games, a lot of coaches seem to yell a little bit at their players on the sideline.
There is no doubt about it. Tri-City Storm home for the next four games. Tonight against Sioux Falls at 7:30. Tomorrow, Team USA, 3:05 matinee. You can hear him on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jimmy Langan, have a great weekend.
You too.
This is Doug Duda. We'll see you Monday for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.